on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The EFF and the MK party have rejected the ANC's proposal to give the president a raise. The proposed salary increase for Cyril Ramaphosa would see him earning 4.2 million rand a year. The ANC, in tabling the motion, has argued Ramaphosa hasn't had a pay hike in 6 years. The MKP's Mzwanele Manyi says agreeing to the pay hike would be an insult to South Africans.
At a time when civil servants are denied salary increases and face the threat of retrenchments, under the guise of cost-cutting and under-collection by SARS, approving a salary increase for Mr. Ramaphosa, it sends a disturbing message that the burden of austerity must be borne only by the poor working class, while the privileged few cruise nicely.
EFF MP Natasha Ntlangwini says the money could be used elsewhere.
There are many police stations that doesn't have enough police vehicles, doesn't have enough police officers. But Mr. Ramaphosa is coming to this house seeking for some increase. There are many communities and universities that doesn't have enough universities and TVET colleges, but yet we are here seeking an increase for Mr. Ramaphosa. He should be ashamed of himself.
Other parties such as the DA, IFP, PA and the FF Plus, who are in the Government of National Unity, had no comment. A risk analyst believes expanding the basket of zero-rated essential food items will put a strain on the country's revenue. Last week, the president told Parliament the government was looking at ways to ease the burden on South Africans struggling to keep up with the high cost of living. Chris Hutting, the executive director of the Centre for Risk Analysis, thinks that while such a move could serve as a form of indirect cash transfer to under-pressure consumers, there are also risks.
National government fiscus finances under a lot of pressure in terms of lower revenue. So Treasury, I think, will push back quite strongly where possible on the possible expansion of either the basket of items that are exempted or rejigging of the fuel price.
AmaZulu King Misuzulu is again pleading with motorists to drive responsibly on the roads during the festive season. He's called on road users, including pedestrians, to respect the rules of the road and not place their lives and those of others in danger.
As we travel to various destinations to enjoy a well-deserved rest with our families over the festive season, I plead with all road users to exercise caution and patience on the roads. The loss of lives on our roads has become a crisis, especially here in KwaZulu-Natal, where we continue to see some of the highest road fatalities in the country.
And Namibia's ruling party is headed for a win after last week's disputed vote. The Electoral Commission there says over 90% of the ballots have been counted, and the tally shows Vice President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa from the SWAPO party has won more than 58% of the vote. The leader of the main opposition, Independent Patriots for Change, Pandulani Itula, has secured 25% of the vote. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahle.